In the governor's proposed budget is a new tax on hospital profits. A union representing nurses favors the 1% assessment on gross revenue. The Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals says hospitals are making more money and it should be shared to better help the community. But the Wisconsin Hospital Association is concerned that current plans to use the money for health care might change in the future. Eric Borgerding says his group will oppose the tax on hospitals.
We've seen it right here in Wisconsin, including with the current nursing home bed tax, that the tax and the revenue it generates quickly becomes sort of a funding source for a host of other issues, items, spending proposals and priorities in the state budget.
Other concerns about the potential tax come from the Wisconsin Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. John Sauer heads the group representing nursing homes. He says if the state increases current taxes on nursing home beds and initiates a tax on hospital profits, some health care providers could pay twice.
You're going to find that there are some nursing homes that are affiliated with hospital systems that now they may be facing a hospital assessment to generate more federal funds and an increase in the nursing home bed tax.
The proposed hospital tax would raise more than $400 million for the state over 2 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.